Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Karambha.
Karambha.
Uti.
Uti.
Saurabhya.
Saurabhya.
Shanto.
Shanto.
Ugram Ladibhi. Pratak.
Pratak.
Dravya.
Dravya.
Avayava.
Avayava.
Vaishamya.
Vaishamya.
Gandha.
Gandha.
Eko.
Eko.
Vibhidyate.
Vibhidyate.
Karambhaputi Saurabhya.
Karambhaputi Saurabhya.
Karambhaputi Saurabhya.
Karambhaputi Saurabhya.
Shanto Gram Ladi Bhikprata.
Shanto Gram Ladi Bhikprata.
Shanto Gram Ladi Bhikprata.
Shanto Gram Ladi Bhikprata.
Dravya Vayava Vaishamya.
Dravya Vayava Vaishamya.
Dravya Vayava Vaishamya.
Dravya Vayava Vaishamya.
Gandha Eko Vibhidyate.
Gandha Eko Vibhidyate.
Gandha Eko Vibhidyate.
Gandha Eko Vibhidyate.
Karambhaputi Saurabhya.
Karambhaputi Saurabhya.
Shanto Gram Ladi Bhikprata.
Shanto Gram Ladi Bhikprata.
Dravya Vayava Vaishamya.
Dravya Vayava Vaishamya.
Gandha Eko Vibhidyate.
Gandha Eko Vibhidyate.
Karambhaputi Saurabhya.
Karambhaputi Saurabhya.
Shanto Gram Ladi Bhikprata.
Shanto Gram Ladi Bhikprata.
Dravya Vayava Vaishamya.
Dravya Vayava Vaishamya.
Gandha Eko Vibhidyate.
Gandha Eko Vibhidyate.
Karambhaputi Saurabhya.
Karambhaputi Saurabhya.
Shanto Gram Ladi Bhikprata.
Shanto Gram Ladi Bhikprata.
Dravya Vayava Vaishamya.
Dravya Vayava Vaishamya.
Gandha Eko Vibhidyate.
Gandha Eko Vibhidyate.
Odor, although one, becomes many, as mixed, offensive, fragrant, mild, strong, acidic, and so on, according to the proportions of associated substances.
Karamba pratishaurabhya shanta ugra amladi vipritak jabbamayava bai. What is that? Samya, Gandha Eka Vibhidyate. In the previous verse, the Gandha, from Gandha, from smell, fragrance or smell, Granasya Gandha, then the smelling power, nostril, they perceive different varieties. Variety is there, although the thing is one Krishna, but even in his material energy, he is perceived in varieties of things. That is the purpose of this Sankhya philosophy. How one has become many, eka bahushyam. So, intelligence is to know the one as well as the varieties. Advaita yachyati anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purisam navajavu mananja. The Mayavadi philosopher, they simply take one side, oneness. Eka brahma ditya nasti. That is fact. Ditya, there is no ditya. Ditya of inivesha means maya. Everywhere Krishna is there. Annantarasthaṁ paramānu chayantarasthaṁ. The materialist scientists, they take the ultimate cause of this material world, the atoms, not the atomic theory, Paramanu. Paramanu, you have seen the Paramanu in your room. If there is a hole and sunshine is coming through that hole, you will find in the sunshine, sun rays, there are millions of small particles. That is called Paramanu. Anu Paramanu. There is Anu also, smaller than that. Six Anus combined together becomes a Paramanu. So, the Paramanu war, I forget the rishi's name, who propounded the philosophy of Paramanu war, that the material creation is combination of these atomic particles, Paramanu war. But now the scientists, they are studying the Paramanu atom also. They are finding still subtle elements. They say proton, electron like that, still finer. In this way, you cannot go ultimately to the finest material being. And even if you go, still, there is no solution. You will find something else within it, working. So, that something else, ultimately, if we can realize, that is Krishna. Annantarasthang paramanu chayantarasthang. Krishna is there, even within the paramanu, electrons, photons, he's there. Anuraniyang Mahatomahiyan. Krishna showed Arjuna the Virata Rupa, the gigantic universal form. So one side he's universally represented Virata Rupa, and in another side is within the Anu Paramanu. Smaller than the Anu, the smaller than the Paramanu. Anuraniyanga Mahato Mahiya. That is Krishna. Mahima. But these are all material forms. In the Bhagavad Gita, he will find in the 11th chapter, Arjuna is requesting to come to his original form. So he was very much threatened, frightened, and he requested this form is very much unbearable to see. Please come to your original form. So Krishna first of all came to his form, four-handed Vishnu form. Then again he came into his two-handed Krishna form, and that is the ultimate real form of Krishna. Krishna has got many forms. Every form is Krishna's form, that's a fact. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Some of the forms are personal, some of the forms are of his potencies, shakti, but all forms belong to Krishna. So some of them are material forms, and whatever differentiation of forms we see in the material world, they are all Krishna's form, but in the spiritual world, there are also many forms, just like Krishna, Balaram, then Vasudev, Sankarsan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Narayan, in the Purusha Avatar, there are many, and there are innumerable planets also. In each and every planet there is one form, and when incarnation comes, one of the forms from Vaikuntha, they come as incarnation. So many forms are called Sangsha. In the Varaha Puran you will find the description of the forms Sangsha and Vibhinnangsha. The forms exhibited in this material world as living being, they are Vibhinnangsha, Bhinna, Prakriti Me Ashtadha, as there are separated energies, Bhumi, Rapa, Nalo, Vayu, the five elements, material elements, Mahabhut, they are also forms of Krishna. This big mountain, Himalayan mountain, that is also form of Krishna. The big Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, that is also form of Krishna. He says, Bhumi Rapa, Apa, Apa means water. So not only water in this planet, but there are millions and trillions of Pacific Ocean, bigger than that, in other planets. So, inconceivable. Therefore, God is inconceivable. Achinta. Achinta guna. Achinta, inconceivable. So, in this way Krishna is existing. Advaita yachyati anadi anantarupam adyam purana purusam navajauvananchi. But the original form is Krishna. Aham adirhi devana. That is original form. That form is existing in Vrindavan. And other forms, they are distributed. Golokeva nivasati. Actually, Krishna is living in his original form in Goloka Vrindavan. This form, Krishna Radha Krishna, this is the form in Goloka Vrindavan. Venum kannantam alavinda dalayataksh. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing as killing the Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu. That is in the material world. Krishna is in 12 different varieties of taste. Shanta, Dasa, Sakha, Vatsala, Madhurya, Bhayanak, Vibhatsa, Hasya, so many, 12. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is Krishna is worshipped there. The Akhila Rasamrita, Akhila. There are many kinds of taste, and that taste are all combined together in Krishna. Akhila Rasamrita. In the Vedas, it is said, Raso Vaisa. Rasa means mellow. So, we have presented a little book. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. Rasa means pleasure, taste, pleasing taste, rasa. Or humor. Everyone has got different taste. So, all the tastes are there in Krishna. Raso Bhisa, Labdhanandi. Anyone who has tasted Krishna, he gets real taste of pleasure. Either in this rasa or that rasa. Just like Bhishma, Bhishma was fighting with Krishna. He had no business with fighting with Krishna because he is charioteer. But sometimes the horses, the charioteer also killed by the opposing party. So when Arjuna was in a very dangerous position, this Bhishma promised to Duryodhana. The Duryodhana was criticizing his grandfather that you are not fighting wholeheartedly because your affection is there on the other side. Your other grandsons, Pancha Pandava, therefore you are not fighting with your full strength. So this is a great insult for the Kshatriya. So he promised to kill the 5 Pandavas next day. That was a challenge to Krishna. The Krishna promised that he would not fight in the battle, and Bhishma promised that unless Krishna fights and protects his friend Arjuna, he could not be saved. I will fight in that. So he was fighting in that way, and Arjuna's chariot became broken into pieces, and he was in danger. And Krishna could understand that Bhishma wants me to fight on account of Arjuna, that he would not be saved. So, to please Bhishma, not that it was necessary to fight with Bhishma, but because Bhishma wanted that either Krishna must fight or his friend Arjuna must die. Therefore, Krishna decided not to, he could save his friend Arjuna in any way, but in order to show Bhishma that, yes, he is fighting, he has broken his promise. He promised that he would not fight, but Bhishma promised that either he should fight or his friend would die. So therefore, he prepared to fight. But superficially, he did not take his original disc. He took only one broken wheel of the chariot, and taking it, he was going to kill Bhishma. just to show him, you promised that I would fight. So now I have taken this fighting weapon. Now you can stop, otherwise you will be killed. He stopped. He could understand. But while Krishna was coming to kill him with that broken piece of wheel, that was very pleasing to him, Bhishma. At that time, Bhishma was piercing with sharp and arrow the body of Krishna. So he was pleasing, he was feeling very pleasure being pierced by the arrow of me. So bhakti transaction, there are many kinds of bhakti transaction, and at the time of Bhishma's death, he was thinking of Krishna. In his fighting spirit, he was coming to kill him. That is, in Vishnu's prayer, there is in Bhagavad. He was not thinking of Krishna with flute. He was thinking of Krishna with the broken chariot wheel and was coming to kill him. That form was very pleasing to him. So, we can reciprocate all kinds of rasas, humor, because he is the reservoir of all rasas. So this is the rasa of chivalry, the fighting spirit. So everything is there. Janmadasya jataha. The absolute truth is that where all varieties are there. Variety. although he is one, but still varieties are there. Otherwise, where from the varieties come? Everything, all varieties. You see in the material world, how many varieties are there? You take one bunch of flower, you'll find, if you study minutely, how many hundreds and thousands of varieties of thorns, varieties of twigs and color and everything is there, variety. How these varieties are coming? The Vedanta replies, from the Absolute Truth, varieties. Parasa shakti vividaiva sriyati sabhaviki jnana valokriyat. The Supreme Absolute Truth has got so many varieties of energies, but each and every variety, particular, finer, craftsman, see, there is different energy, they are working. Just like we require to present some varieties, a specialist. So Krishna himself has got all these special varieties of energy, and they are working in such a nice way as sabhaviki. He hasn't got to learn it. Sabhaviki. Sabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. Jnana, knowledge. Suppose if you want to paint something, you must have the knowledge of painting, jnana, and strength, and activity, everything. So Krishna, anything is created. Therefore he is perfect, all opulent. Anything that requires to be created, you can create. We have got the creative energy because we are also part and parcel of Krishna. The creative energy is there, but not in fullness. Krishna's variety of energy, there is full of potency. Oishadyasya samagrasya, bijasya dasasya sriya, jnana vairagyasya sarayiti bhagangana. These are called bhaga, opulence. So all the opulences for creating a nice flower that is being manufactured by Krishna. With his brain, the seed of the flower is a chemical composition. It's so nicely meant. Savabhiki gana, he knows. Naturally he knows how to make this seed perfect, so that from the seed, by sowing in the soil, by watering, the whole variety will come. Is there any scientist to put in a small seed all the chemicals and it will come automatically? A motor car? No, that is not possible. That is not possible. You have to create every car. And Krishna's energy is so perfect that he has created one male body and one female body. And innumerable cars are coming. This is car described in the Bhagavad Gita, this body. Jantra. Jantra Rudhani Maya. This is Jantra. But this Jantra is coming by union of two jantras, one male jantra and female jantra. And millions of jantras are coming. Where is that capacity? So one gentleman, he challenged me in atheistic class. He said, what is Krishna's intelligence? It is just like a watch. If you wind the watch, it goes and gives time. Similarly, it is just like a machine. The whole world is going on. That's all right. Still, you are lacking knowledge because Krishna hasn't got to prepare each and every watch. He has made two watches, male and female, and they are producing. That is Krishna's intelligence. Therefore, even if you suppose to be very intelligent, still you are lacking intelligence. You cannot be as intelligent as Krishna. There must be some less quantity. Just like Yashodama wanted to bind Krishna with ropes, and as soon as she was going to knot it, there was little difference. So we may be very intelligent, scientifically or mathematically or physically, biologically, that's all right. But when we compare with the intelligence of Krishna, it is less by 2 cubits. It is less. That we should always understand. Matta parataraṁ nānna. We have to accept this, that we cannot excel the intelligence of Krishna. That is not possible. I may show varieties of magic and declare myself Krishna or God, but still you cannot show as perfectly magical arts as Krishna is saying. That is not possible. If we understand this fact and realize it, then we can understand what is Krishna. Janma karma medibham jujanati tato. We are part and parcel of Krishna. There is little value like Krishna, but we can never be equal with Krishna. That is not possible. Asama urdha. Nobody can be equal with Krishna. Nobody can be greater than Krishna. Everyone is lower than Krishna. So this intelligence is real intelligence, and if we think that equal to Krishna or greater than Krishna, that is all maya. Sribhi gunamai bhavai mohitam na vijanati mameva paramabhyam. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to know that no more greater than Krishna. Nobody is greater than Krishna. Nobody is equal to Krishna. If we understand this much perfectly, we cannot understand perfectly because that is not possible. Krishna is unlimited. But as far as we have got our knowledge, if we understand this fact, that I can never become equal with Krishna, neither I can become greater than Krishna. That is not possible. I will have to remain always subordinate to Krishna. This is called mukti, liberation. We are entrapped in this material bondage by illusory understanding. So when we come to the right understanding that my position is always subordinate to Krishna, that is called mukti. So anyone can become a mukta, liberated person, as soon as he agrees to this philosophy that he is always subordinate to Krishna or God, is never equal to him, not greater than him. Asama urdha. And those who are thinking that they are equal with Krishna, that is maya. Maya mahita. Navijana. They do not know their actual. But when it comes to the knowledge, Vasudeva sarvamiti, samatma, that is required. If you want to become Mahatma, really, then you have to come to this point to understand the originally the Vasudeva is the supreme cause of all causes. That is perfection of life. And our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to teach this knowledge to the world. The best welfare activities, they are all in illusion. Some of them are thinking there is no Krishna, and some of them are thinking, if there is Krishna, Krishna means God. I am also God, I am equal. And some of them are thinking that by meditation, by spiritual advancement, now I am greater than Krishna. Yes. They are not neither equal nor below, but they are thinking greater than. With the progress of time, the human being is advancing in knowledge. So by their meditational power, they can become greater than Krishna. So that is foolishness. That is not possible. This is also Maya. Just like Maya is acting in so many ways. Sometimes we are thinking there is no Krishna, no God. If we are every one of us God. Similarly, to think of greater than Krishna is another illusion, curtain. Maya is not getting you out very easily. He'll put so many impediments. Therefore, bahunam janmanam ante jnanaman mang prabuddhat. After many, many births, when actually becomes wise, then he understands that I am nothing, Vasudeva Krishna, he is everything, Vasudeva Sarvamit. Then that is not oneness, dual. Vasudev and I am. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma. So Mahatma and Vasudev, there are two. The Mahatma realizing Vasudev, and Vasudev is everywhere. And that is perfection of life. A person who realizes Vasudev in that way, Vasudev means everything lives on somebody. Vasudev. So Krishna says, Masani sarvabhutani nahang teshu avasthita. Everything is resting on me. But still it appears that I am not there. This is illusory energy. Vasudeva Sarvam, that's a fact. Vasudeva is everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. Simply, we have to purify our senses to understand the presence of Vasudeva. That is required. And that is possible if we increase our loving tendency to love Krishna. Premanjana churita bhakti bilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu bilokayanti. If we increase our loving propensity that is already there, but now it is intervened by the Maya cloud, so we have to get out of the cloud, then we'll find Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudullava. So that is called purificatory process. So this purificatory process means this devotional service. Sevan mukhehi jivhado same vaspuratada. Vasudev reveals. You cannot, by your force, you cannot see him. But he is pleased. Sevan mukhehi jivhad. When you accept to serve him by your tongue, beginning with tongue, kirtanam, you glorify Krishna, you test Krishna's prasadam with devotion and service, then you realize Vasudev very easily. Atasya Krishna namadi namavid graiham indriyai. These blunt senses, they cannot realize. But when the senses are purified, rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. So this Krishna consciousness movement is the process by which you can purify, sanctify your senses, and then when your senses are engaged in Krishna's service, beginning with the tongue, then your life becomes perfect. Thank you very much.